was an honor to have TJ's grandpa, Vern Geishert, on the radio with me this week on the morning show talking about all the baseball he played. Man, that was fun. Here's the pitch, runner at second. The deal is called, a strike. Nothing in one. If you missed it, it's on our WRCO website, WRCO.com. It's the Thursday morning show. 0-1 pitch, swing, and a miss. Two strikes on the batter. Got on the topic that the fact that Grandpa Vern had pitched to Willie Mays in a spring training game. Willie got a hit off him, so that's kind of how the conversation started, because we were moralizing great Willie Mays or so ago. But always love to hear it, and those baseball stories. They're lots of fun. Paulus leads from second. Here comes the pitch, up high, and it gets by. The runner's going to move toward third. Throw by Boland, and they got him. Holy cow. Good recovery again. That one just carom back into the mitt of Boland, and he's got a cannon. He whips it to third for the out, and that will do it for the runner from second to third. So two strikes on the batter. Hips gets the ball back. Time is called as the runner exits the field. Hips back to the belt. The offering is a little high. 2-2. I'm looking down here at all this water and my drop cord running through. I'm going to have Henry unplug me when I'm done here tonight. Take one for the team. 2-2 offering. Swing and a foul back. Good cut by TJ. Ball again. Caromed off of the screen, went almost all the way back to Aaron Hipsch on the mound. Luckily tonight, no lightning to factor in, or we would have stopped it a long time ago. Two balls, two strikes on Stoltz. Hipsch looking in for the target from Boland. Here's the deal. Inside, it hit him. Stoltz will head to first base, hit by pitch. And the batter will be Cole White. Hipsch and company. Well, it's, again, hard to kind of aim that baseball right now. That's what Aaron is just telling his teammates. Runner going. Pitch is going to be taken for a strike. Throw by Boland. Not in time as Stoltz had a good jump on it, so a stolen base for TJ, and he's at second base now. A strike on the batter, Cole White. He has walked twice tonight. So Plain has a runner in scoring position. Hips back and ready. There's the pitch. Bounced on the infield. Slow roller. This is going to be trouble. Picked up, and there'll be no throw. Again, a wet infield. No chance for Monty Jennings to plant and throw. So runners at the corners, as Cole White beats out a infield single for Plain. That is hit number four, second hit of the inning. And here is Kristen Ernesty. He has struck out and reached base on an error. So he'll be in. Inning continues for the Plain Athletics with two away in the bottom of the fifth. Hipsch ready to work. Here's the deal. It's high. Runner going, and there will be a throw to second. Not in time. Boland uncorking one that wasn't really easy to throw because it was a low pitch, but wasn't too far off the line there. Stolen base for Cole White, so Plain has a couple of ducks on the pond. One ball, no strike. That one back to the screen again. Aaron having trouble locating where to throw the ball, asking the umpire for a dry baseball, and it comes back. Plain trying to get things back to even. Tying run at the plate right now. Runners leading at second and third. Hips ready. There's the pitch. That's the bullseye. 1-1 on Ernesty. Lane Miller due next for the Plain Athletics. Bottom of five here in Plain. Hips ready. There's the deal. That's just a bit high. 2-1. We're trying to make a poll. The rain in Plain falls mainly on, I'm not sure. Can't say Plain again, can you? 2-1, there's the deal. Ball three. Ernesty Aaron Hitch having trouble finding the range and delivers ball four. So Ernesty will be walking to load the bases. Olin out to have a word with his pitcher here and also the manager coming out with a dry baseball. So manager Jason Greenwood coming out of the dugout right now to have a word with Aaron Hitch. Bases are loaded now. Tying runs aboard for Plain in the fifth inning. Stoltz at third base. White moving to second and Ernesty at first. And the batter will be Lane Miller. Good spot for Lane to come up here now. Three walks given up by Aaron Hitch tonight. Runners lead in 1, 2, and 3. They're at 2 away. The pitch is just a bit low. One ball and no strikes to Lane Miller. Hitting third in the playing order. Hitch back and ready. Checks the runner at third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Boy, is it really raining out. This is as hard as it has rained tonight. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Again, 1-1 offering inside. That's him away. 2-1 to the batter. Everything with two for Plain. Trying to get it going. We're going to have a courtesy runner now coming out. Plain bringing out Keegan Heiser to run for Christian Ernesty over at first base. 2-1 offering from Hitch is high, ball three. 3-1 to Lane Miller. No place to put him here in the fifth inning. Couple of runners with their tags. Now everybody leading at 1, 2, and 3. Here's the pitch. That's high. And he walked him. A run will come across. That makes it 5-3. And a new baseball coming out. They're having a hard time keeping the ball dry. It is pouring now. Again, I think they're just trying to get out of the fifth inning and make it a complete game for Sunday League. Run comes in. Stoltz walks in. White goes to third. Ernesty at second. Miller walks in, gets an RBI. And the batter is Zach Cady today. Zach has flown out and popped out. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. One ball and no strikes to the batter. 5-3, Cavs searching for final out of the fifth. There's the pitch, and that is a strike. 1-1 on Cady. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Here's the pitch inside. Ball two. 2-1. Plain is making Hitch consistently find the strike zone. And Aaron, I think, just having trouble planting and kind of directing that ball. Here's the pitch. That's high. So it should be 3-1 on the batter. Again, no place to put that Cady. Hitch is set. Here comes the pitch down. Whoa, he walked him. It'll make it 5-4. So Cole White comes in to score. Christian Ernesty goes to third. Or Ernesty's runner, I should say, Keegan Heiser. Lane Miller goes to second. Zach Cady at first base. Five walks for Aaron Hitch here tonight. And coming up will be Caden Plumley. So for playing the tying run at third, the go-ahead run at second. He plays for playing right now. They've got opportunity to tie it or take the lead in a game that might not go the distance here this evening. Bringing out a new towel for Aaron Hemp. She's having trouble keeping the hand dry and the glove dry. And he's telling the dugout, man, I'm having trouble gripping the ball, and it's obviously where that ball is going all over the place. The batter's patient at the plate. Here's Plumley and Caden with a chance to bring him around here for playing. 5-4 Cavs. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Nothing in one. Hitch has walked five and struck out five here tonight. Has given up a total of 4 hits. This one is high.
Take it, take it.
1-1. Did it hit him? It did, and the game will be tied. The game is tied as The runner, Keegan Heiser, comes in to score. That'll make it 5-5. Lane Miller goes to third. Zach Cady at second. Lumley at first, hit by pitch. And that'll bring up Logan Morris. Game is tied. The umpires are going to talk it over here now. The rain actually has let up. But they will talk it over now. The officials, again, now that the game is tied, this game is going to be in limbo for the time being. Looks like the managers are going to be called out to home plate. 5-5 ball game. Let's take time out and see if we can find out what the talk is here tonight. They're going to continue this one, or if they're going to put it in the books. It's a tie right now, and Taz was hoping to get through the fifth inning. Had they kept that lead, it could have been over. Now that it's even up, Wayne actually probably has the advantage of trying to keep this one going here tonight, because if they do, they have the opportunity to maybe get a walk-off here or end it early. We'll see. But we'll have more about the discussion in Plain in a moment. 5-5 in the fifth on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land, too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
Welcome back to Plain. It looks like tonight's game has been suspended, so we will stop it here at 5-5 in the bottom of 5, and it was determined that, again, with trouble on the mound, it was going to be trouble for either team, but Aaron Hipsch having a little trouble there throwing the ball in, and so tonight's game has been suspended. Looks like we can get our man on the spot, Henry Bray, over here for some comments right away. Umpire for tonight's game. We can get his microphone through there. There you go.
All right. Hey, Phil.
Jeepers, I think you're a little bit loud there, Henry.
Am I a little loud?
Yeah, you're loud. Okay, yeah. So
everybody says always.
We'll mic you up. Well, I'm getting a little bit dangerous out there.
Yeah, it was. It's, you know, the last two pitches I saw Aaron slip on the mound. I went to Glenn, and Glenn thought the same thing I did. So, you know, Glenn Schulte and myself, it's too dangerous at this point.
Right. The rain had actually kind of let up a little bit.
And now it's raining again.
Now it's raining again.
So, but, you know, the biggest thing is, I think it's all, in all fairness, I mean, it's not fair to the pitcher to sit there and just continue to walk kids when he hasn't done it all game.
Right.
So that's what, as an umpire, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at, you know, his placement. He's missing high. He's missing inside. And that's signs of ball slipping. So.
Yeah. And safety, too, right?
Oh, without question. Yeah. I didn't want to get hurt.
Well, way to think about yourself, Hank. I appreciate that.
Hey, anything, buddy, anything. So
they'll pick it up on a drier day.
Yeah, they'll pick it up on a drier day. So the seven inning game tonight is well as canceled. So,
all right.
So anyway, so we'll go from here.
You can go home early, and I don't know.
Find yeah, I'll go home early. I have to help you pack up the stuff here, so I'm gonna
oh,
go.
Yeah.
That's so I'll be back.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
all right,
thanks
Henry. Postgame show will continue 5-5. The game, it ends here in limbo. We'll be back with more from Plain in a moment. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open. Public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift house person. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Tonight's game ends with a 5-5 score in the bottom of the fifth inning. It started out with a four-run first from the Cavs Reds. Four runs on four hits that inning. Isaac Jennings, Nathan Bauer both singled. Hunter Schmidt walked. And then Monty Jennings with a grand slam for the Cavs Reds. They were leading 4-0 when Plain would cut that to a two-run game. A couple of runs, Griffin Sprecher and T.J. Stoltz both had infield hits. And after a walk, there was a throwing error and winding up with a couple of runs, Plain, so they cut the deficit. Plain added a home run on a solo shot by Hunter Schmidt in the top of the fifth. And in the bottom of the fifth, it was a couple of outs and then a hit by a pitch. Cole White then singled, and Chris Earnesty walked. Lane Miller walked with the bases loaded. Zach Cady walked. And then Caden Plumlee was hit by pitch, and again, game was tied. Umpires deeming it a little bit dangerous and maybe kind of going to try to play it on a drier day here today. That would be the goal. Looks like Plain manager Bob Jewell is over here as well. Well, Bob, we almost got it in tonight, didn't we?
One out away, and I'm sure Kaz is really wishing to have that one out would have came.
Right, yeah, well, that's right. You were trying to get through five. That was the goal.
The goal was to get through five to kind of keep things on track with the schedule and the league really getting on us a little bit to try to get these games in and not have any more reschedules. It makes it tough to get umpires and things, kind of an umpire shortage and things like that league-wide.
Sure, sure. So you're going to try to make it up maybe when you play the night game sometime?
Well, I'll talk to Nick and Jason after I get done here, and then we may try to come back Sunday, but I know they have a few guys that wanted to have a Sunday off and do some boating and stuff, but we'll see. We'll be very flexible, and we'll try to make it work for everybody.
Try to resume it then.
I want to get a picture of your book and compare it to mine to make sure we're real accurate with that when we resume the game.
You're going to have to start in the same spot.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I did a good enough job to get it where it's legal again.
Yep, it'll be fine. I'm sure you do a nice job, so I'm sure it'll be fine.
All right. Well, always good to work with you.
Yep.
We'll see you on a drier day, maybe.
Yep, hopefully things start to dry out. June can't get the rain to stop. Last June, we couldn't get it to rain.
Exactly. Isn't that something? Bob Jewell joining us here on the post-game show. And again, 5-5, the game is suspended here in Plain. Our engineer is Tim Feed, and I'm Phil Nee. We'll join you with more Hometown of Baseball real soon on the radio. This is Hometown of Baseball coverage, WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Jones Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point,
986-4300. Bring your tithe and bring your shame. Bring your guilt and bring your pain. Don't you know that's not your name? You will always be much more to me. Every day I wrestle with the voices that keep telling me I'm not right, but that's alright, 'cause I hear a voice and it calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough, and greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. In the world. In the world. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. Bring your doubts, bring your fears, bring your hurt, and bring your tears. There'll be no condemnation here. Time I fall, there'll be those who will call me a mistake. Well, that's okay.
That was Mercy Me with Greater on Country and Community, WRCO. I'm Tim Thied. Raining at the WRCO studios. In fact, the rain ended up canceling their calling the game between Plain and Casanova early, if you didn't hear. But for those of you that listened to the broadcast, thank you very much. In case you didn't hear, the game ended up between Plain and Casanova, ended up a 5-5 tie, and they thought they would be able to get in enough for the complete a game being called because of rain, but they were an out short, so that game's going to have to be continued at a later date. It was tied 5-5 in the bottom of the fifth with two outs, so they'll conclude that game on a nicer day. And right now, our rain, like I said, rain 69 degrees according to the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, and the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge says we've gotten 58 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. So, and we actually got 5 hundredths of an inch of rain since it started this evening. We had 53 one-hundredths before this morning into early afternoon. So hopefully you're staying dry wherever you're at. And something we passed along before the broadcast, I thought I'd pass along now. I'm not sure what time the practice was supposed to be, but the Simon Sharks have canceled their practice this evening due to the weather. So hopefully you caught that announcement earlier, because I announced it probably not long after the sportscast. I passed that information along, and hopefully you caught that information. If not, hopefully you didn't make a trip in there to go to practice. We do apologize on that if that was the case. So if the practice was scheduled for this evening, just to let you know that it has been canceled. Also, that tractor pull that was supposed to be hosted by the Basketball Antique Club has been postponed, and that's going to be held again on July 27th at 6 p.m. Coming up next, we have the Nash Revival and Mighty Fine.
I've got a glass poured for you, a warm bath ready to. No need to hurry, just take your time. Kick off your shoes and leave it all behind. I don't mind waiting on you, this is your night. Girl, I love to watch you unwind. When I see you in all your glory, I get drunk on your curves and high on your lights. Intoxicating, that's your all the time. 'Cause you look mighty fine, mighty fine. You're sitting pretty, picture perfect. Not sure I'm worthy. Talking and laughing, love by candlelight. Watching you so intently, one thing on my mind. I don't mind waiting on you, this is my night. Unwind. When I see you in all your glory, I get drunk on your curves and high on your lights. Intoxicating, that's your mind. You look mighty fine, and that's when I know without a doubt that God is good all the time. You're a sight for sore eyes, ain't no need to go. Mighty fine, mighty fine.
Hi, this is John from Napa. This month, we're celebrating 20 years with Napa and Richland Center. We want to take this moment to thank you, our customers. We realize you have a choice where you can buy your parts or small engine parts and more, and we appreciate each and every one of you. We have enjoyed being locally owned and committing to helping the area with donating to area fundraisers, and we look forward to many more years to come to serve you. Thank you and have a great day. Napa know-how.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Scattered showers tonight, thunderstorms also, and moving out overnight, mostly cloudy and humid with a low of 64, partly cloudy and breezy with isolated showers possible in the late afternoon, but more likely east, less humid during later in the day with a high of 81, mostly clear tomorrow night, cooler though comfortable with a low of 50, and mostly sunny and pleasant on Sunday with a high of 73. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's raining pretty good out there, and our temperature is 69 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Okay, picture this. I'm standing in the world's longest line at Starbucks. You know the one down? Yeah, except that one. Okay. Anyway, I'm standing there. I'm half asleep, of course, no makeup on. And this guy that I've never seen before taps me on the shoulder. So I turn around, and he says,
"Did you know there's 35 Starbucks and 3 million people in Atlanta? The odds of you and me being in the very same line are staggering. Is it coincidence, or is there a power bigger than you and me that made us both crave a $3 cup of coffee?"
How lame is that? And that's not the end of it. Before I could say anything, he goes,
"Hey, hey, hey, tell me, can you feel it? It's filling up the room, something going on. See that little speaker in the ceiling? Real close, it's playing our song. Looks like fate has finally found us. It's got us surrounded. So tell me what we're gonna do about it."
He started singing. There's some strange guy in Starbucks singing to me in life.
you're thinking. You're thinking, man, this guy's a total freak. You think the case I'm making for destiny's a little weak. Well, your shirt is yellow, and my shirt is blue, and my favorite color's green. That's pretty amazing if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. What does that mean?
Hey, 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 tell me, can you feel it? It's filling up the room, something going on. See that little speaker in the ceiling? Listen real close, it's playing our song. Looks like fate has finally found us. It's got us surrounded. Do about it. Come on now, you have to admit, we couldn't have written a better script. What a great story to tell. The room, something going on. See that little speaker in the ceiling? Listen real close, it's playing our song. Looks like fate has finally found us. It's got us surrounded. So tell me what we're gonna do about it.
True story. I know, I couldn't believe it either. I have to go. He's gonna be here any minute. Okay, I'll call you later. Bye.
I can, but I got demons collecting dust, and I buried them so damn far down so they can't find their way back up. So don't mistake my kindness for weakness, 'cause I can flip that switch and you can find out quick. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet. Tread real light, dare you to light that fuse. I can be a loose cannon. Cross the line, I'll call you bluff. Promise when push comes to shove that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Don't pull the trigger, try your luck. If you shoot your shot, better pray God that I don't get my ass back up, 'cause you won't get your ass back up. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet. Tread real light, dare you to light that fuse, 'cause I can be a loose cannon. Cross the line, I'll call you bluff. Promise when push comes to shove that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet. Tread real light, dare you to light that fuse, 'cause I can be a loose cannon. Cross the line, I'll call you bluff. Promise when push comes to shove, you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. We'll be right back.
The Devil You Know, that was Tyler Braden on Country and Community. Our time is 7:41. Rainy out there. Canceled. Ended up calling the Home Talent League game early because of that. And other area events were canceled because of the weather, including that Smoke in the Valley tractor pull that was supposed to be held in Boscobel this evening, sponsored by the Boscobel Antique Club. That has been canceled and rescheduled for July 27th at 6 p.m. And I'm not sure if this practice is over with anyways, but I had a call in earlier. We announced it a couple times earlier, but in case you didn't catch it, and if it was still supposed to be held this evening, the Simon Sharks canceled their practice that was supposed to be held today due to the weather. So hopefully, like I said, hopefully it didn't show up and find out it's canceled there later. But, you know, hopefully we caught you in time before you could go anyways. But anyways, this weather, yeah, that's the thing about this rainy weather. It's been canceling a lot of things off and on around the area here, and especially lately with all the rain we're getting. So hopefully we won't get too much more, but it looks like tomorrow is supposed to be really nice. Supposed to be, they said, isolated showers possibly later in the afternoon, but that's more likely to the east. And also Sunday looks like it's about the best day, mostly sunny and pleasant. Then after that, they're talking showers for the first part of next week. So hopefully we won't get too much out of that. That way everybody has a chance to dry out from all the previous precipitation we've been getting.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
WRCO 100.9.
that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. Got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
Speed! I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. On July 4th every year, we celebrate Independence Day in these United States of America. The Declaration of Independence was written as just that. It was a declaration of our independence from the tyrannical government of Great Britain and her king. Our forefathers fought the British armies and shed their blood to secure our freedom as people separated from the oppression of the British government. As followers of Jesus Christ, we also can look to a declaration of independence from the tyrannical power of Satan and sin. That declaration was inked in the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on a Roman cross of execution. That declaration sets us free from the oppression of sin. Romans 8 verses 1 and 2 says this, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit gives life and has set you free from the law of sin and death." John chapter 8 verse 36 says, "For if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed." 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old ways are gone and the new way has begun." So this 4th of July, let's celebrate the freedom that our country's heroes fought for and bought with their blood. But I trust that you'll also call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness so that you can receive the greatest freedom possible, the freedom from the tyrannical oppression of Satan's powers and sin that God gave us through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
She's got it.
Ricochet with Daddy's Money on Country and Community. And just wanted to let you know, the Brewers are trailing the Chicago Cubs in the top of the fourth. The Cubs have two runners on base, and the Brewers are trailing the Cubs 1-0. So it's pretty close yet. Still, the Brewers can still come back and take that. Hopefully they can. It's always good to beat our division rivals. So we'll see what happens with that. You know, the Cubs, they're in last place. But when it comes to that matchup, it's always a battle. No matter how good the other team is and how good they aren't. They play like they're evenly matched. And then the victor has the spoils of the win. They get the win. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully the Brewers can sweep that series, but we'll wait and see what happens after this evening. As far as this evening goes, I am done for the end of the evening. It's time for me to wrap things up, and I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day. And sorry we weren't able to get the rest of that Home Talent League game in, but they will be making that up at a later date. And Phil will keep you up to date on when that game will be made up and when and where, so that way if you want to attend the game and see who wins, then you will know when to attend it. And I better, boy, it's my tongue is getting tied there, so it's getting towards the end of the evening. And also, I will be back tomorrow from 10 until noon, bringing some great music. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning as Adam Hess will be bringing you some great programming. You also have Prime Mover from 8:30 till 10. Then we'll have our retro weekend kicking off after the news at noon with Caitlin O'Connell.